الحمد لله على ساعة نجلس فيها من أجل الله.
Praise is for Allah for this time in which we sit for His sake, for Allah's sake.
على أبواب كرم الله.
We sit at the doors of Allah's generosity.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
And we bear witness that there is no God except Allah alone without partner, and we bear witness that our Master Muhammad is His servant and messenger.
نقتفي أثره ونهتدي بهديه.
We're tracing His footsteps and following His guidance.
سائلين الحق أن يصلي ويسلم عليه أفضل الصلوات وأزكى التسليمات.
Asking Allah the real to send blessings and peace upon him, the best prayers and the purest peace.
وعلى آله وأصحابه.
And that this be similarly upon his folk and companions.
وأهل متابعته من أحبابه.
And those who follow him or those of his followership from those whom he loves.
وعلى آبائه وإخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين.
And we ask Allah similarly to send these blessings and peace upon His forefathers and brothers from the prophets and messengers.
وآل كل منهم وأصحابهم وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
And we send this to the family of each of them and their companions and all of those who follow them with إحسان until the day of recompense.
أما بعد فإن الله تبارك وتعالى جعل التزكية باب الفلاح.
To proceed, indeed, Allah blessed and exalted is He, made purification the door to ultimate success.
وجعل فقدها سبب الخيبة.
And He made its loss or deprivation of purification the origin or the basis of failure.
قال تعالى ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
Allah exalted be He said, and He swore by the soul and the one who made it symmetrical and taught it its God-fearingness and its corruption. And then He said, felicitous indeed or successful indeed is the one who purifies it, and indeed the one who soils it has failed.
وهناك معنى في باطن الإنسان يطلق عليه أربعة أسماء.
There is a meaning within the human being that has four names that are used to describe it.
العقل والقلب والنفس والروح.
The عقل, the intellect, the قلب, the heart, the نفس, which we're translating as the soul, and the روح, which we're translating as the spirit.
قد تستعمل بمعاني مختلفة ولكن يطلق كل من هذه الألفاظ الأربعة على معنى واحد.
These various terms may be used to describe things of differing meaning. However, these four terms are also used to describe this one meaning which exists within the human being.
وهو اللطيفة الإلهية المدبرة المدركة الموهوبة للإنسان من الله.
This is a subtle divine gift which comprehends and organizes the affairs of the human being that was gifted by Allah to the human being.
ومعنى تزكية النفس تطهيرها وتنقيتها عن الشوائب.
The meaning of purifying the soul is cleaning it and ridding it of impurities.
حتى تصلح للقرب من الله والمعرفة به.
Until it becomes suitable to be near Allah and to know Him.
وقد جعل الله مهمة التزكية من مهمات سيدنا النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah made the matter of purification from the responsibilities of our Master, Allah's Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال تعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم.
Allah exalted be He said, verily Allah has favored the believers when He sent from them or among them a messenger from themselves who recites to them His verses and purifies them.
ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة.
And who teaches them the book and the wisdom, the حكمة.
عن القرآن والسنة.
Meaning the book of Allah and the Sunnah.
وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
Even if prior to this they were in clear misguidance.
وقال سبحانه وتعالى كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم.
And Allah exalted be, He says, just as we sent among you a messenger from among yourselves.
يتلو عليكم آياتنا.
He recites to you our verses.
ويزكيكم.
And He purifies you.
ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة.
And He teaches you the book and the wisdom.
يعني الكتاب والسنة.
Meaning the book and the prophetic sunnah.
ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
And He teaches you that which you knew not.
ثم ذكر السبب القوي في نيل هذه التزكية فقال فاذكروني أذكركم.
And he then mentioned a strong means in receiving this purification, and then Allah ordered us, so remember me and I will remember you.
ونصيب المؤمن من الدين إسلاما وإيمانا وإحسانا على قدر تزكيته.
And the amount that a believer receives of the deen from the point of view of their Islam, their Iman, and their Ihsan, their spiritual excellence, their Islam, faith, and spiritual excellence is in accordance to this tazki of theirs, their the level of purification.
هذه الأركان الثلاثة المذكورة في حديث جبريل الذي تكلم عنه الشيخ محمد بن شعيب هي أركان الدين الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان.
And these three pillars, these three integrals of the religion that were mentioned by Sheikh Muhammad bin Shu'aib in the hadith, the Gabriel hadith, are Islam, Iman, faith, and Ihsan, spiritual perfection.
وكلما قويت التزكية رسخ القدم في معاني الدين.
Whenever the purification becomes stronger, or as the purification becomes stronger, one's footing in the deen similarly becomes more firm.
وأجل معاني هذه التزكية دوام حضور القلب مع الله جل جلاله.
And from the most apparent meanings of this purification is the heart's continuous presence with Allah.
فبداية ذلك أن يستشعر اطلاع الله حق تعالى عليه ورؤيته لضميره وما يجري في خاطره.
The beginning of that is the person feeling Allah's awareness of them and Allah's observation of their heart and their thoughts.
استشعار ذلك هو أول الحضور.
This feeling is the beginning of presence.
والشان في أن يطول زمنه.
And what's of concern, however, is that the time of this be lengthened.
حتى يغلب على القلب.
Until this becomes the preponderant state of the heart.
فيستغرق الأوقات كلها.
So then that this encompasses all of the person's times.
حينئذ يرتقي في معاني الحضور مع الله.
And then the person ascends in the meanings of presence with Allah.
فهو بهذا المعنى متصل برتبة الإحسان.
So through this meaning, the person connects to the station of ihsan, of spiritual perfection.
المعرفة بقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه.
That was defined by the saying of Allah's Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, defining ihsan that you worship Allah as though you see Him.
فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
And if you do not see Him, indeed He sees you.
وهذه التزكية الموكولة إلى سيدنا النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ظفر منها الصحب الأكرمون وآله الأطهرون بالدرجات العلى.
This purification, this tazkiyah that was entrusted to Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, both the prophetic companions and the pure prophetic house received it to high degrees.
فلم تكن حقيقتها منتقلة إلى من بعدهم إلا عبرهم.
So this in reality did not transfer to those after them except by passing through them.
فلو أراد إنسان أن يزكي نفسه بنفسه من دون اتصال بهذا النور لم يحصل على حقيقة التزكية.
So if a person wanted to purify themselves by themselves without connecting to this light, they would not receive, attain the reality of this purification, this tazkiyah.
فإن للنفس دسائس وتلبيسات لا يمكن الاطلاع عليها إلا بنور يشرق في القلب.
The ego, the lower self, has filth or types of impurities as well as deceptions that one cannot become aware of without the means of the heart.
مفتاح الحصول على هذا النور صدق المحبة للحق ورسوله.
The key, or one cannot become aware of it without this light, and the key to this light is true. The key to this light is true love for Allah and His Messenger.
لذلك نرى سادتنا الصحب أول ما يخطون أول خطوة في الإسلام يذكرون امتلاء القلوب بالمحبة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
For this reason, we see the eminent prophetic companions when they took their first step in Islam, they would describe themselves as having their heart filled with love for Allah and His Messenger.
وجاءتهم البشارات على حصول هذه المحبة في القلوب.
And glad tidings came to them, informing them of their having truly attained this heart, this love in their hearts.
نسأل الله أن يوفر حظنا منها.
And we ask Allah that He give us a vast portion of that.
وفي دعاء النبي لندعو الله تعالى به اللهم إني أسألك حبك.
In a prophetic invocation with which we'll pray to Allah, O Allah, indeed I ask you for your love
وحب من يحبك.
And the love of those who love you
وحب عمل يقربني إلى حبك.
And the love of deeds that bring me nearer to your love.
اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا.
O Allah, make your love more beloved to us than our own souls.
ومن أهلنا ومن أولادنا.
And then our spouses and our children.
ومن الماء على الظما.
And more beloved to us than water in times of great thirst.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
O most merciful of the merciful.
فلينبغي أن نتعرض لرحمة الله بتهيئة قلوبنا أن يشرق فيها نور في المجلس.
So we should expose ourselves to receiving Allah's mercy by preparing our hearts to receive this light in this very gathering.
فكان حظ التابعين من التزكية بقدر ما قابلوا سادتنا الصحابة وأخذوا عنهم.
The amount of this purification that the successors, the followers of the prophetic companions received was in accordance to the way that they met and connected to or faced literally the prophetic companions.
وكذلك حظ تابع التابعين بقدر ما تلقوا عن التابعين.
And similarly, the portion of this purification that the followers of the followers, the successor, the third generation received was to the extent from which they took from the second generation, the tabi'un.
فكذلك من بعدهم.
And similarly, those who followed them.
نور التزكية النبوية لا يحل إلا في قلب.
The light of prophetic purification does not dwell except in the heart.
وينتقل من القلب إلى القلب.
And it is passed from a heart to another heart.
وفي ذلك قال بعض جلساء الإمام مالك جلست مالكا بن أنس في المدينة المنورة.
For this reason, some of the companions of Imam Malik said, I kept the company of Malik, the son of Anas, in the enlightened prophetic city, Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara.
20 سنة.
I kept his company for 20 years.
فقال فكان منها 18 سنة في التزكية, في الأدب, تعلم الأدب في التزكية.
And he said, I spent 18 of those years learning adab, courtesy meaning this purification, this tazkiyah.
وسنتين في العلم.
And I spent 2 years learning knowledge.
قال ثم لما فقدت مالكا ندمت.
He said then when I lost Malik I regretted.
وودت أني جعلت 20 كلها في الأدب.
I was regretful and I wished that I had spent the whole 20 years learning this adab, learning these courtesies.
فإن العلم ألقاه عند مالك وعند غيره.
Because knowledge I'll find it with Malik and other than Malik.
لكن نور التزكية في مثله نادر أن يوجد في غيره.
However, the light of this tazkiyah in other than him, it's rare to find it in other than the likes of him.
وحقيقة الفهم أيضا لمعاني الآيات والنصوص تكون على حسب التزكية.
The reality of understanding the meanings of the prophetic verses and the primary text of the sacred law similarly is in accordance to the level of purification of tazkiyah.
ويدل على ارتباط جميع العبادات بهذا المعنى وأن الذكر لله هو المظهر الأجلى لحصول التزكية الحديث الصحيح.
And there's a rigorously authenticated prophetic tradition that indicates the connection of this tazkiyah, of this purification, to all of the other types of worship, and that the true effect of this tazkiyah is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is indicated by the hadith which he'll cite.
سُئِلَ صلى الله عليه وسلم أي المصلين أعظم أجرا فقال أكثرهم لله ذكرا.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which of those who pray have the greatest reward? And he said, those who remember Allah the most, or those who are greatest in their dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قيل فأيّ المتصدقين أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله ذكرا.
And he said, and which of those who give charity have the greatest reward? And he said, the greatest of them in the remembrance of Allah.
قيل فأي الصائمين أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله ذكرا.
And it was said, and which of those who fast have the greatest reward? And he said, those of them who remember Allah most.
قيل فأي المجاهدين أعظم أجرا؟ قال أكثرهم لله ذكرا.
And it was said, and which of those who make jihad, which of those who strive in Allah's cause, have the greatest reward? And he said, those of them who remember Allah the most.
فيصدر العمل الواحد من هذا ومن ذا في وقت واحد وحال واحد.
So this person and that person both will perform the same action in the very same time.
ويكون هذا أعظم أجرا من هذا.
And this one will have a greater reward than that.
بل قال صلى الله عليه وسلم سبق درهم 100,000 درهم.
Beyond that, Allah's Messenger said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that one coin, one gold coin, can outstrip 100,000 coins.
لما سمع هذه الإجابات من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا أبو بكر التفت لسيدنا عمر قال ذهب الذاكرون بخير الدنيا والآخرة.
When our master Abu Bakr heard this, he looked to Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be well pleased with both of them, and he said, those who remember Allah, الذاكرون, have taken the good of this world and the next.
سمعه النبي.
Allah's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard this.
فقال أجل ذهب الذاكرون بخير الدنيا والآخرة.
And he said, certainly those who remember Allah have taken the good of both the good of this world and the next.
قالت السيدة عائشة كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله على كل أحيانه.
Lady Aisha, may Allah be well pleased with her, said that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would remember Allah in all of his times.
يقول أصحابه إن كنا لنعد له في المجلس الواحد 100 مرة من قول ربي اغفر لي وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
The companion said that we would hear him say in one sitting, we would count him saying one time, oh my Lord, forgive me and turn to me. Indeed, you are the one at التواب الرحيم, the one who often turns to his slaves that they may repent and the merciful.
وقوام هذه التزكية علم بما يلزم علمه من أمر الشريعة.
And the pillar or the foundation of this purification is that obligatory knowledge of the sacred law.
وذلك الإيمان والتصديق بما يجب الإيمان به.
So this obligatory knowledge of the sacred law is believing and having a conviction about those affairs that are obligatory in the realm of belief.
ومعرفة الواجبات التي تتوجه على الشخص ليعملها على وجهه.
And knowing the obligations that a person must perform so that they can correctly do so.
ومعرفة المحرمات التي يمكن أن يقع فيها.
And also knowing those prohibitions that it's possible for the person to fall into.
فهذا القدر من العلم فرض عين.
So this portion of knowledge is a personal obligation.
لا تقوم التزكية إلا بحصوله.
Purification cannot occur without attaining this knowledge.
بعد ذلك يبقى علم الشريعة ما بين فرض كفاية وما بين سنة.
Beyond that, knowledge of the sacred law is either a communal obligation or a recommended work, a sunnah action.
ثم بعد شان هذا العلم فطريقة اكتشاف معايب النفس لتطهيرها منها أولها هذا التلقي المتسلسل من عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الشيوخ الذين ندركهم ونحصلهم.
So then after that, the way of becoming aware of the vices in the soul so that one can become purified from them is this chain of transmission of shuyukh back to Allah's Messenger.
في أسرار ذلك يقول سيدنا أبو حنيفة وقد أدرك مع سيدنا جعفر الصادق سنتين يقول لولا السنتان مع الصادق لهلك النعمان.
And in this regard, the Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy upon him, said about 2 years in which he was able to spend time with our Master Ja'far as-Sadiq, were it not for 2 years with as-Sadiq, meaning Ja'far as-Sadiq, and Nu'man, which is the name of Abu Hanifa, would have perished. With his vast knowledge and vast intellect and abundant knowledge, he considered the light of purification that he received in the company of this Imam the cause of his salvation.
فعبر الشيخ تتجلى للإنسان معايبه ويتخلص منها واحدا بعد الثاني.
So through the Shaykh, a person becomes aware of his vices and one by one can be purified or rid of them.
ورؤوس تلك المعايب الكبر والرياء والعجب والحسد.
And the bases or the head of those vices, the primary vices, if you will, are arrogance, vainglory, ostentation, showing off in worship, and envy, hasad.
وأمها هو الرغبة والمحبة لشؤون ما ألهى عن الله سبحانه وتعالى من مظاهر الدنيا.
And the mother of these vices is a desire for and a love of that which distracts one from Allah, of the outward manifestations of this lower world, this dunya.
وعند تأخر العثور والحصول على مثل ذلك الشيخ فطريق معرفة النفس الإخوان في الله تعالى.
And when one's ability to find and attain such a shaykh, the path to know one's vices is through one's sincere and good advising brethren, and brothers and sisters.
وَمُطَالَعَةُ كُتُبْ أَهْلِ النُّورِ مِنَ الْمُزَكِّينَ.
And also studying the works of the people of light, of those of who give and impart this purification.
فبواسطة ذلك ومجالسة الإخوان في الله على النصيحة تنكشف للإنسان معايبه فيتخلص منها.
So through the means of that and sitting in the company of one's brothers in a manner of giving good counsel, a person becomes aware of his or her faults so that they can be purified of them.
وهناك طريق ثالث لاستكشاف عيوب النفس.
And there's a third path to become aware of the faults of one's soul.
وهو ملاحظتك لما يقول عنك من يبغضك ومن يشنئك ويعاديك.
And that is your observation of those who loathe you and criticize you and your enemies.
فإنك تستفيد منهم أن ترى حقيقة المعايب التي تظهر على ألسنتهم.
He said, so you can benefit by seeing the true faults of yours manifest on the tongues, meaning the tongues of your enemies.
كما قالوا عين الرضا عن كل عيب كليلة ولكن عين السخط تبدي المساوية.
Like they said, the eye of good pleasure is blind from every fault. However, an angry eye will manifest all of one's vices.
والطريق الرابع يعين الإنسان على أن يتخلص من معايبه.
And there's a fourth path that aids a person in being purified from vices.
وهو أن يرى ما تستثقله نفسه من الغير فيخلص نفسه منه ويطهر نفسه منه ويمنع نفسه منه.
And that is that the person observe the things that they are displeased by in others so that they can be purified from these same things.
وكان سادتنا الصحابة مع وجودهم لأعظم الشيوخ هو سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يغتنوا عن ملاحظة بعضهم البعض.
Our eminent prophetic companions, even though they had the greatest of shuyukh among them, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they still did not neglect to grant each other mutually counsel.
ويقول سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب أحب الناس إلي من أهدى إلي عيوبي.
And our master Umar bin al-Khattab would say, the most beloved of people to me is the one who gives me the gift, literally, of showing me my vices.
فانظر كيف صار الكثير من الناس أبغض الناس لمن أخبره بعيوبه.
So look now how many people, the most loathsome of people to them is the one who shows them their faults.
فيكون ذلك كالدليل على وجود النفاق وضعف الإيمان.
And he said, so that's almost an indication of hypocrisy in this person who hates those who show them their faults, and an indication of weak faith.
وقد تدعي النفس الخلاص من كثير من المعايب.
And the soul may claim, the ego may claim that it is purified from many faults.
لكن عند امتحانها وإقامة العلامات تظهر أنها كاذبة.
However, when you test it and you observe the signs, you'll find that it is in fact not telling the truth.
وأول ما يظهر ما في باطن الإنسان عند مواجهة من يشتمه أو يسبه أو يؤذيه.
And one of the first of these signs is what appears in the heart of a person when they are in front of someone who insults them or ridicules them and shows them enmity.
فقد يرى نفسه حليما أو متواضعا وهو لم يختبر.
The person may see themselves as forbearing, clement, or humble, though they've not been tested.
لكن عند مواجهة الأمر يعترف حقيقة ما في بطنه.
So when they stand,
ما في باطنه.
When they stand in the face of this, however, they'll know the reality of what is in their heart.
مشى سيدنا مالك بن دينار وإذا بمرأة في الشارع في البصرة تقول يا مرائي.
Our master Malik bin Dinar was walking, and there's a woman in the street in Basra. She said, "You show off," or yani someone who has ria, who's ostentatious.
فالتفت إليها قال يا هذه لقد وجدت اسمي الذي أظله أهل البصرة.
And he said, "Oh lady, ma'am, you've known me by the name that the rest of the people of Basra have been ignorant of."
جاء رجل إلى سيدنا الحسن البصري يقول إن الفلان جالسين هناك عدد منهم يسبونك ويقولوا تكلمون عليك.
A man said to Sayyidina al-Hasan al-Basri, Allah have mercy upon him, that there's a group, so and such group are talking about you and criticizing you.
فحمل إليهم فاكهة هدية وذهب إليهم.
So then he got some fruit and brought it to them as a gift.
وعطاهم إياها.
And he gave them this gift.
وقال سامحوني يا إخوة.
And he said, "Please forgive me, O brothers."
بلغني أنكم هديتم إلي حسناتكم.
It reached me that you gave me the gift of your good deeds.
فما وجدت شيئا أكافئكم به.
So I didn't find anything with which to recompense you.
إلا هذا اليسير.
Except this small, insignificant gift.
لكن هذا يفنى والحسنات ما تفنى.
He said, "However, this is ephemeral. This will eventually come to an end, and good deeds are endless."
فكان مع عفو وصفحه معلما. لهم مشفقا عليهم.
So along with his forgiveness and his pardon, he taught them and showed them concern.
إذا قال بعض العقلاء محذرا من الغيبة لو كنت مغتابا أحدا من الناس لغتبت أمي.
And there is a wise person, intelligent person who said, warning people about backbiting, if I was going to back the bite of anyone, it would be my mother.
قالوا كيف تغتاب أمك؟
So how would you backbite your mom?
قال لأنها حق بحسناتي من غيرها.
And he said, because she's more deserving of my good deeds than anyone else. I'm not going to go throw my good deeds to someone else. But my mother's more deserving. And again, his aim was to discourage backbiting. The prayer time has come.
Allah يجعل قلوبنا في الصلاة. فنكون ممن هم على الصلاة دائمون.
And may Allah make our hearts truly in prayer so that we are those from those who are continuously in prayer.